It was a 2-day trek by foot from the redoubt to Charity, and as soon as the meeting was concluded, the party began to prepare. To get there, scout and return would take a total of 5 days, leaving them with only the 6th day to rest, recuperate, and report before the attack. The objective was to avoid attracting attention. So it was that the 3 companions who joined the 4 hellbenders found themselves being kitted out for desert survival by Jenny, who was in charge of both the armory and stores. She gave them self-heats and water canteens, and each had an individual tent made of lightweight material with a thin tubular metal frame that folded up into a light backpack. Doc unraveled and examined the tent, pointedly ignoring the hostile stare he received from the Native American woman.
"This is a most splendid thing. I must admit, I've never come across anything like this in any of the other stores."
Jenny gave him a quizzical look, the hostility momentarily dissipating.
"You've seen other places like this?"
Remembering that Ryan had said nothing of the other bases, allowing Carell to draw his own conclusions about where they came from, Doc refused to be drawn.
"We've seen many places, but nothing more impressive than your operation here. If I were the armorer of such a place, I would have a more cheerful disposition."
The hellbender armorer broke into a brief smile.
"Okay. You and me can talk more about this when you get back. Maybe you can make me see your point of view."
Doc joined the others in the party, who had already been equipped by the redoubt's quartermaster. Jack and Dean weren't surprised by what Doc had achieved, but the 4 hellbenders were amazed.
"Tell you something, that's a rarity, that is, getting her to crack a smile."
"Yeah, Mick, but you only say that because she won't let you fuck her."
"That's got nothing to do with it, Lonnie."
"Yeah, laugh now, because this ain't going to be much fun." "Well, it's true, ain't it? This isn't going to be fun, you know?"
"We know, Danny, but you don't have to make a big deal of it. You're always on such a down, boy."
"Oh, Tilly, leave Danny alone. He's just a kid."
"Never mind that now. We need to get going. Doc, Jack, Dean, we'll take a route that leads us down the far side of the rock and then circle the hot spots."
"Hot spots?"
"There's 2 kinds out there. Some of them are hot with rad blasting, and there ain't shit that lives in those. And the others are sun hot spots, where it just gets too hot to move and there's no cover. Ain't no way we could even carry enough water to make up for the amount of dehydration we'd get there. It makes it a kind of roundabout route we're gonna take, but it's got less danger attached."
"But always danger."
"No shit, Whitey."
Lonnie led the party up to the top level and then through to the sectors leading out of the redoubt. After punching in the code and pressing the lever, he led the 7-strong party out into the harsh glare of the late morning. Jack shielded his albino eyes from the brightness.
"Ah, shit."
The others took in the vista that lay beyond the ridge on which they stood. The door closed ponderously behind them. The cloudless blue sky was tinged with a high chem residue pink that floated in the upper atmosphere. Below, the 2 stark blocks of plateau rock stood in rich red against the pale sandy soil at their respective bases. Some sparse scrub and a few Joshua trees stood weakly, attesting to the lack of moisture in the soil. Beyond the barely nurturing shadow around the rock, out into the relentless sun, little was visible but a semi-dust bowl desert. Lonnie led them up the rough road, with its few surviving traces of blacktop, that seemed to take them away from their intended direction and up around to the rear of the small mountain. The air was dry and rasped at their lungs, the prickling heat making them break into a sweat before they had even reached the apex of the road and rounded the rock.
"This is a trifle ominous."
"Don't worry too much, old man. This is deceptive. Wrong time of day for this height, this heat."
"Don't talk. Save it."
Lonnie was right. They needed to conserve energy and work on their breathing, pacing themselves to make the top of the road without losing too much water. The road leveled out and bent around the side of the mountain. They were able to ease their effort, knowing that they'd soon be into the descent around the far side. The curving road surface was shadowed by a sheer rock wall, shielding their view of the far side until they actually turned into the first dip downward. When they did, the companions understood why the redoubt had been safe. Coming around the side of the mountain, there was almost a compulsion to huddle against the sheer rock beside them to fight off the feelings of emptiness that the facing landscape engendered. where, on the side of the mountain facing the redoubt, there was at least some kind of scrub or some rock formations to break up the endless emptiness. On this side, there was nothing. The mountain on which they stood fell away, the rock plunging down, taking the remains of the blacktop on a steep descent that, it immediately occurred to Jack, would make a wag descent difficult to control. Perhaps, he thought, this was part of the reason why the Hellbenders disdained wags so much, and yet also why they'd been so secure in their position. But what really occupied Jack's mind was how desolate and dead it all seemed. For miles there was nothing except flat, dull dust bowl and sand. No lichens or scrub broke the emptiness, no creatures moved. Even the slightest movement would have been detectable against the deadness that surrounded. And there were no other outcrops to break up the unremitting, bland sameness of the land.
By the three Kennedys, this is surely hell. I have seen many things across this land, but the unrelenting tedium and lack of any life.
Yeah, this is basically where the real shit rad blasting begins. One of the reasons this is such a good place to have a base, ain't it? We're on the edge of total extinction. Who'd ever look for us there?
Why, I think yours is a fine supposition, my dear Mick.
Thank you?
Let's move on down, folks.
The party began their descent. As they stumbled down the rocky road, the remaining blacktop surface under their feet was crumbling as they touched it. Given that wags very rarely ventured around this side of the mountain, and it was only the Hellbenders themselves who used it to access their base, the road was extremely unsafe. It was perfect for keeping out strangers. No one, even having the misfortune to accidentally stumble around the dead side of the mountain, would have been stupid enough to take a crumbling road to nowhere. But it didn't bode well for when the assault parties left the redoubt to mount the attack on the trade convoys in a few short days.
Shit!
Stray rocks and stones gave way under them, gravel and dirt making the surface unsteady. The road down the mountain was only just wide enough for most wags, being about 12 feet from the sheer rock wall on one side to the sheer drop on the other. They kept close to the wall as the uneven surface tended to pitch and yawl underfoot, causing them to stumble. They descended with Lonnie and Mick in the lead, as sure-footed as it was possible to get on this surface, with Jack and Doc following, sandwiching Tilly between them. Danny hung back and nervously took the descent with extreme care.